Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, whom truly to know is everlasting life, grant us so perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that leads to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
The first reading, a reading from the book of Jonah. Then they said to him, "What shall we do to you that the sea may quieten down for us?" For the sea was growing more and more tempestuous. He said to them, "Pick me up and throw me into the sea, and then the sea will quieten down for you. For I know it is because of me that this great storm has come upon you." Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring the ship back to land, but they could not, for the sea grew more and more stormy against them. Then they cried out to the Lord, "Please, O Lord, we pray, do not let us perish on account of this man's life. Do not make us guilty of innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you." So they picked Jonah up and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord even more, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. But the Lord provided a large fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus told his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you also may be. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it." The Gospel of our Lord.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. It is the night before Jesus will die. Jesus gathered his best friends around him, and after he washed their feet, he talked with them. And the things that he said were incredibly important because he knew that he was going to die. And any one of us, if we only had one evening left with our friends, we would say what was really important. Jesus describes what heaven will be like to the disciples. He says to them, "In my Father's house, there are many rooms. In my Father's house, there are many rooms." When I was growing up, my grandmother lived in a house with many rooms. It was up the Hudson River from New York City, and I think she had about 9 bedrooms in her house, which meant that almost every grandchild could claim a room. My cousin Jody and I are just 3 months apart, so we claimed this room that was at the end of a long hallway. On the walls of the hallway, there hung pictures of weddings and children, of family members generations past and gone. And at the end of the hallway, our little room had two twin beds, one for each of us. And that's where I always slept. I claimed it as my own. It even smelled like my room. And if anyone ever slept there, I told my grandmother that it was mine. When I was pregnant with my first child, something strange happened to me that happens to a lot of women. I got a nesting instinct, which isn't really like me. I'm not much of a decorator. But I really wanted to set up a nursery. My husband and I decided on a Noah's Ark theme because we didn't know if we were going to have a girl or a boy. And the church gave us these wonderful Noah's Ark pictures and gifts. I bought one of those gliders, those rocking chairs that are so smooth. And we got a good, sturdy crib. And as the baby grew inside me, I would just go sit in that room and rock in the chair and imagine what it would be like to welcome that child into that room. A room decorated just for him. Jesus says that there are many spaces in heaven, many rooms, and that he goes ahead to prepare a place just for you, a room just for you, with all of the things in it that would make it home for you. A place designed for the purpose of welcoming you home. It's funny, but in TV and in the movies, we always envision heaven as this kind of white, sterile space. You know what I'm talking about? It usually has clouds, maybe, but it's just so bland, and it all looks the same. When I see images of heaven in TV and in the movies that look like that, I think, that looks so boring. But if God, the creator of the universe, dwells in heaven, why wouldn't it have all the colors of the world? And if Jesus is right, then there are many layers, much complexity in heaven, many places. Because what you want in your home would be different from what I want, right? I mean, I would have to have some flowers in my room. But if Jesus is right, then heaven is multifaceted. And each and every one of you has a special place prepared for just you by God Himself. When I was going to graduate from seminary, my husband and I both had jobs in Connecticut. I had to finish my exams, so I let JD go to Connecticut and buy a house for me without me even seeing it. I can't believe I was that crazy. I must have been really young. I let him go ahead and pick out the house and buy it and everything. And I'll never forget the first time that I walked through the front door. Luckily, though JD and I can disagree on many things, we tend to agree on decorating, When we registered for our wedding, I remember going into one of those wonderful stores with all the china. And as we walked in, there was this couple arguing about which china setting to pick. And we went around and we registered for everything. And when we left, they were still arguing about the same set. But we seemed to agree on most things, so I thought I could trust him to pick out something that I liked. I had no idea. To this day, that home is my favorite. When I walked in, I just felt as if I had always been there, that it was meant for me. Everything about it felt like home, even the smell. It always will hold a special place in my heart, maybe because it was my first home. It was perfect. Through the years, I've walked with our parishioners. And as you all get older, oftentimes you have to make the very difficult decision of downsizing and leaving your house and your home. I remember in Kansas, this man whose name was Ed, and I thought he was wonderful. After his wife died, he no longer could climb the stairs in his house, but he refused to leave. His son and I went to pay him a visit. And his son said, "Dad, just trust me. I'm going to make a place for you that is perfect, I promise." His son searched all over the city and found a beautiful little apartment in an assisted living place with windows that looked out over a pond. And he knew exactly what to bring from the house. Ed's wife had never let him have his model airplanes in the house. She always made him put them in the garage. But the son knew that putting the model airplanes in the apartment would make it home. The place was filled with them and his favorite pictures. A beautiful portrait of his wife. His favorite desk. When Ed walked into that apartment, he said something I'll never forget. He said, "Oh, this is my window to heaven." Jesus said to the disciples, "In my Father's house there are many rooms. I go ahead to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." Heaven is not some sterile hotel. This is a place that God has made just for you, and who knows you better than God? God knows things about you that you don't even know about yourself, what your deepest yearnings are, what comforts you the best. And Jesus wants to be with you. He wants to come and take you to himself. In 1989, there was a terrible earthquake in Armenia. The earthquake lasted for over 4 minutes, and over 30,000 people died. When the tremors had ended, a father rushed to an elementary school where his son was in the fourth grade. The school had collapsed into a pile of rubble. As parents arrived, there was screaming and crying. But this father immediately began with his bare hands to remove the rubble. The other parents told him it was crazy. The children have been crushed, they said. Look at this, look! But the father would hear none of it. He just kept on moving those rocks. And in his mind, he kept remembering over and over what he had said to his son. Don't ever be afraid. I will never leave you. I will come and I will find you. He kept on working for 8 hours, 16, 30 hours. His hands were raw and bleeding, and he kept on removing the rubble. After 38 hours, he heard a voice. Armand, he called. Armand, my son. Daddy. His little boy had gathered a few of his friends and they had hidden in a closet. And his son had said to his friends, "Don't worry. My dad promised that he would find me and he would take me to himself." There was this beautiful picture in the news of the father, his hands all bloodied, holding that boy to himself. If ever you feel that the world is just crumbling around you, remember that Christ is coming for you and that he has fixed for you such a home as you have never known before. A home that makes every other home on this earth just a shadow. For God, your death is your birth. And God is making your place ready, even now. And I will come again, Jesus said, and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty God, we give you thanks for the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for showing us the path to eternal life. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We ask your blessing on all who have died, that they may know the joy of the resurrection life. I invite you to speak the names of those who have died aloud. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all who are ill, lonely, or suffering in any way. May they find the peace that passes all understanding. I invite you to speak the names of those in need aloud. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for all victims of violence, especially the victims of violence in our own community, that they and their families may find peace and strength. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for those who serve in the military, for their families and friends, that they may be held in the palm of your hand. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for peace throughout the world, that there may be understanding among races and peoples. We pray especially for the people of Ukraine, Sudan, the Central African Republic, and the schoolgirls who have been abducted in Nigeria. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the good use of our natural resources, that we may be led to nurture and maintain this planet. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for the city of Jacksonville. Help us to care for this city. Bless our government and our schools. Help us to show your love here in the core of downtown. Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
We pray for this cathedral and for all those who walk through these doors, that we may be led to glorify you in all things. We give thanks for all the blessings of this life. I invite you to name your blessings aloud.
My family, this community.
Risen Christ,
hear our prayer.
Father in heaven, help us to trust that you are preparing a place for us, a home, and then give us the courage that we need to live this life fully in service to you. This we pray in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be always with you. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the cathedral. We're so glad you're here. If you're new or visiting and you hold your hand up, the ushers will bring you a gift, but you have to keep it up so they can find you. Hold it up high. Welcome, welcome. We promise we won't make you give a speech, but just hold it up so we can find you. This coming weekend is Memorial Day weekend, and there's a jazz festival here in the heart of downtown. I want to encourage all of you to come and wear your Love at the Core t-shirts. Let them know we at the cathedral love the downtown, okay? If you don't own a t-shirt, we've got them for sale in the bookstore. They're just $5, I think, not too bad. So buy a t-shirt and show up to the jazz festival. We are going to be hosting homeless families again next week as part of the Family Promise program. They'll be living here at the church and getting job training and assistance. We still need a couple of volunteers to spend the night, so contact Teresa Johnson if you're interested. And thank you to everyone who has already volunteered. We can always use cash donations as well to buy supplies. Next Sunday, the 25th of May, we are going to have a special celebration at this 11 o'clock service. Bishop Frank Cervini will have been a bishop for 40 years, which is almost unheard of. I can't imagine. He is going to join us, so please celebrate his episcopacy with me next Sunday. Discovery Weekend is coming up, May 30th through June 1st, and is open to everyone. This is a great way to learn about the lives of other parishioners around you. It's a beautiful weekend. You can sign up at the information table outside of Tolliver Hall. If you're interested in being confirmed on Pentecost, June 8th, or baptized Trinity Sunday, Sue Ingeman's there in the back. She's waving her hand. Just go and find her. And we have a special guest here this morning, all the way from Havana, Cuba. Father Jose Angel is here getting his medical treatment on his throat so he can speak. And we're so glad you're here today. Father Jose also has two of his sons here, Luis and Pepe. Would you guys stand? Welcome to you, too. We're glad you're here. It's such a joy to have you, my friend. And don't forget that on June the 15th, we'll be going to two services for the summer. So we'll have 8 and 10:30. And breakfast is at 9 for all. And we're going to be reading the Apocrypha and having wonderful workshops and a theater program and dancing for kids. Lots of great stuff. Starting the 15th, our summer schedule. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Thank you.
glorious in power. Your mighty works reveal your wisdom and love. You formed us in your own image, giving the whole world into our care, so that in obedience to you, our Creator, we might rule and serve all your creatures. When our disobedience took us far from you, you did not abandon us to the power of death. In your mercy, you came to our help, so that in seeking you, we might find you. Again and again, you called us into covenant with you, and through the prophets, you taught us to hope for salvation. Father, you love the world so much that in the fullness of time, you sent your only Son to be our Savior. Incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, he lived as one of us, yet without sin. To the poor, he proclaimed the good news of salvation, to prisoners, freedom, to the sorrowful, joy. To fulfill your purpose, he gave himself up to death and, rising from the grave, destroyed death and made the whole creation new. And that we might live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died and rose for us, he sent the Holy Spirit, his own first gift for those who believe, to complete his work in the world and to bring to fulfillment the sanctification of all. When the hour had come for him to be glorified by you, his heavenly Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. At supper with them, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Father, we now celebrate this memorial of our redemption, recalling Christ's death and his descent among the dead, proclaiming his resurrection and ascension to your right hand, awaiting his coming in glory, and offering to you from the gifts you have given us, this bread and this cup. We praise you and we bless you. We pray that in your goodness and mercy, your Holy Spirit may descend upon us and upon these gifts, sanctifying them and showing them to be holy gifts for your holy people, the bread of life and the cup of salvation, the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that all who share this bread and cup may become one body and one spirit, a living sacrifice in Christ to the praise of your name. Remember, Lord, your one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, redeemed by the blood of your Christ. Reveal its unity, guard its faith, and preserve it in peace. And grant that we may find our inheritance with John and all the saints who have found favor with you in ages past. We praise you in union with them, and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty God and Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
join me in sending forth our lay Eucharistic ministers who will bring communion to those who cannot come to church. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Remember the words of Jesus, how he said, "In my Father's house there are many rooms. I go and prepare a place for you, and I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen. Christ.